What is up, guys? So we're back for podcast number 2. We hope you all enjoyed number 1. It was pretty fun making that one, so hopefully we'll have some fun making this one as well. We are always open to the questions. If you guys have any, just shoot them over and we'll talk about them on the next podcast. So something that we want to do every time we do a podcast is feature a roaster. For today, we are featuring Cat and Cloud.
Yeah.
They're really good guys out of Santa Cruz. I got this bag from Hawthorne on Adams Avenue. So if you guys ever want to get some coffee, you can always find it there. They are based out of Santa Cruz again. They have 3 shops. You can find them all on their website. They have a great YouTube channel from the owner. He talks about just coffee in general and then just business stuff too. So if you guys want to check that out, he has a great YouTube channel, lots of info. If you guys go over to their Instagram, you guys can help them out. They are actually going through a lawsuit right now, and you can find all that info on their link. We'll also link over to their profile on their Instagram, so you guys can check it out and help them out if you'd like to. Before we get into the whole podcast, we want to do a little game. It's just this or that. So I'm going to give you guys one option or the other. You guys just, it's really quick.
Okay.
So first one, Edward or Jacob?
Oh man, you're going old school.
Edward?
Yeah.
I mean, he says Edward.
Why? Edward though, yeah.
Because he's
not
he sparkles
podcast.
He sparkles in the sunlight.
Sometimes. By the way, guys, FYI, my name is Eduardo, so it's kind of close to Edward, right?
Yeah, true.
Yeah,
that could be
why. I can see why she would say my name. I'm going to have to go with Jacob, just because he has that nice tan and six-pack. Another reason. Yeah, it's
and
it.
And that cool tattoo on the shoulder.
Yeah.
That's true.
That's pretty cool.
And he was a Shark Boy versus Lava Girl.
That's true.
Straight clown.
What came first, Shark Boy or...
Or
Twilight.
Shark Boy. I think called like Moon.
Shark Boy when he was younger.
That's true. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Like a kid.
That's true. Yeah. Wait, so how did that TV show end or the movie end anyways?
The movie?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know. Remember, like, George Lopez, like, the guy?
No.
The
He's talking about Twilight.
Oh, they,
There's so many memes out there of George Lopez with that character that he played on that movie.
With the close-up of his face?
Yeah.
Damn,
okay.
That was horrible.
Dang.
Alright.
How did Twilight end?
They had a kid.
Who?
Oh, yeah, they had a kid.
Edward.
But
they
it was...
Kid.
But then it was... But she was with Jacob, and then...
No, and then Jacob, like, imprinted on her, so, like, basically, they were gonna, like, be a couple.
Alright, it's
I
getting
think.
Too deep.
I don't know.
Anyways.
Yeah, I
know. Okay,
I don't
hit us
know.
With
okay.
The next one.
Basically, they had a kid.
For me, I'm gonna say Jacob, too. But
Jacob?
Next one. Harry Potter or Star Wars?
Oh, man, I'm going Spidey-almost all the way. Harry Potter. Dude, I love Harry Potter, dude. You know, they just came out with the new app. It's like Pokemon Go.
Oh, yeah.
But it's
Harry Potter.
Harry Potter.
Yeah, yeah.
Harry Potter, my friend showed me it. It looks pretty dope, I think. Try.
I've never watched either one.
Oh, wow.
I think
Star
I watched
Wars?
One.
You watched some of the Star Wars.
No.
Movies?
Dude.
One time, but I fell asleep last time.
Oh,
but
boy.
I know, but I watched one Harry Potter with you guys. It was
you
pretty
like,
good.
You don't like that kind of stuff?
No, not really.
What's it, like sci-fi considered or something?
Fiction, yeah. I mean, science fiction, I guess
so.
Wait, what is magic?
Huh?
What is magic? Yes, yeah, fiction.
Yeah.
Okay.
How about you?
Harry Potter. All
Harry
the
Potter.
Way. I love Star Wars too, but I don't know.
I just don't understand it enough to really be a huge fan of it.
Yeah,
yeah, Star Wars.
I feel like
yeah.
I came late into the game, and now I'm like too busy
yeah.
to catch up.
Same here.
But Star Wars is awesome too, though.
Heck yeah.
Star Wars in Disneyland too. Been wanting to check that out.
Oh, I'm in there.
Oh, then you
wouldn't know.
Yeah. Anyways, Marvel or DC?
It's an easy one. Marvel.
Oh.
Marvel all the way. Don't do it, man. don't even start
first,
this.
First with the Shark Boy.
First with the George Lopez. What's next?
I like DC.
DC?
Yeah. I like Batman.
Oh
just for Batman.
I like Batman.
Batman's great. I love Batman.
Yeah, Batman's almost better than some of the Marvel ones.
Yeah.
Like, he's, like, up there.
Yeah, and without powers, too, so it's, like...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He's, like, the... Yeah, I guess so. He's a more realistic one. For me, it's Marvel. Easy. Shows or movies? Would you rather watch a show, like a binge-watch show, or watch a movie?
First, Minnie.
I would rather binge-watch a show.
Wow.
I like shows better.
I just can't keep up with a show long enough to stay... connected with the TV show for
captivated
so long.
And
yeah, captivated and just being able to have, like, just having to sit down and watch the next episode. Except for Black Mirror. Black Mirror has been the only exception, but even then, it takes me, like, a month to finish the season. Or, I mean, sorry, the whole thing. And then, so I'd rather watch a movie. I like watching a good movie, and I'm not too picky with movies. Like, I really just enjoy a good movie.
Any
movie, really, any kind of genre, so I'm gonna go with movie.
Yeah, same here. I mean... It's crazy how shows, how good they've gotten. Like, it's almost a movie every episode.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Game of Thrones, Stranger Things. It's almost like a movie every show. But, I don't know. I still like movies a lot better.
Favorite TV show, though? I know we're on that case. Come on, rapid fire.
Grey's Anatomy.
Oh.
Oh, my
goodness. George Lopez. That show was a mess,
that
though.
That show was pretty good. George Lopez?
Nah, but mine is Black Mirror. It's really good.
As a show?
As a show. Yeah, it's crazy.
Dang. I thought
you should
make a new one.
Nah.
For me, it's Game of Thrones, man.
Really?
Game of Thrones is so
good. I haven't watched that.
Me neither.
Yeah, Game of Thrones is... Yeah, I want to say it's probably the best. I mean, that and... Man. I could probably watch The Office, though,
The Office.
A lot more times.
The Office is just, like, golden, timeless.
Yeah, The Office.
What it is.
Exactly, yeah, yeah.
Hey, didn't they have a cup of coffee on the Game of Thrones? Like a little
Starbucks
cup?
Yeah,
they messed up with the editing on that.
Yeah.
And then they messed up again. Somebody had a water bottle next to the leg.
What a clown.
Yeah, in like the last episode or second to last, I forgot.
I thought I heard like one time too that like there was like a truck in the back of like the scene. And there yeah, and it wasn't supposed to be there. Like,
a truck?
Yeah, like a full-on like a pickup truck or something was like in the back and like
that's
it wasn't supposed to.
That's crazy. Cats or dogs?
Dogs.
Doggos.
Dogs all the
yeah.
way. Cats are cool too, but...
Kitties. Only kitties. Not cats.
Yeah. Some cats have, some cats are so mean.
Sure. Yeah.
They're just independent.
Dogs
they don't need no man.
They don't need no
woman. No man. No woman. Gatorade or Powerade?
Oh. Gatorade.
Gatorade.
I don't know, though.
I think Gatorade is a bit better.
Yeah, I don't know, that's a weird one. I never thought about that. Gatorade or Powerade? Because I feel like Powerade has been there for me in the times where you can't find anything else to drink. And you find a Powerade, like, out of nowhere.
Dude, they have Powerade, like McDonald's, fast food. I never thought of that.
So
Gatorade,
they
don't have it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Only in, like, the movie theater vending machine, right?
I don't know.
Heard that. No.
Even then, I don't think I've ever seen Gatorade.
Powerade making moves.
Yeah.
Smart. I think it's Gatorade probably charges like buttload.
Maybe.
I don't know.
But I think also like, I think it's the marketing for it. Like, Gatorade, you want to be part of sports.
Oh,
and
that's true.
You don't want to be like in fast food places and movies.
That's
why.
Yeah.
That's it.
For me, it's either. Neither. I don't like.
Yeah.
I like the blue one.
If I had to, it's probably had to be Powerade. But. In-N-Out or Chick-fil-A?
Ooh.
Chick-fil-A.
Yeah.
All day.
I mean, we eat that every day.
I know. That's what I said all day.
Chick-fil-A. Literally. Please help us. Chick-fil-A. Chick-fil-A is just, I never get tired of it.
Hey, Chick-fil-A wants to sponsor this podcast.
Yeah. Yeah, look at the hookup.
I'm going to do one last one to pick from here. Walmart or Target?
Well, I just think I can't afford a Target. by default. Like I want to pick Target. But I'm just at Walmart. It's what it is.
I pick Target.
Why?
Yeah, me too, Target.
Everything at Target's better.
Yeah, it is.
Like, even Target brand is better than Walmart brand.
That's true.
Like, cuter stuff.
It is more expensive, though.
Mm-hmm.
It is.
You pay for the... What is it?
For the safety.
You get what you pay for? For the safety?
For having to look at those crazy people
at
Walmart.
Crazy fights. It's... Yeah.
Or have you seen, like...
So is Walmart.
The Walmart
crazy
people
at Walmart?
Yeah.
Like, I'm not even
going to
get into it.
So, pretty much done with that. So, going back to Cat and Cloud, it's a pretty cool topic we're going to talk about today. Canton Cloud, again, has now 3 shops, obviously doing really good. And their shops are actually really cool. You can find a bunch of pictures and videos of their openings, all that stuff on their pages. But the topic for today, we just want to talk about either corporate shops or local, you know, mom and pop shops.
Yeah.
I think a good one to focus on is always a Starbucks.
Of course.
That's
that's
the fly on the
wall. Mother.
I don't know why I say fly on the wall.
I think you meant to say like elephant in the room.
I don't know. But anyways. Starbucks, just a little fun fact. Starbucks started in 1971.
Well,
so
damn,
crazy. 50 years now.
That's insane.
Dang.
Crazy. 50 years ago.
Really?
71?
Yeah.
Wow.
I wonder when it like started to become like big though.
That's a good question. Like when they blew up?
Yeah.
I think it's been over like a gradual thing, right? Like over time just.
I'm like trying to remember like the first time I had Starbucks when I was a kid.
Oh,
like,
you're going deep, deep. That's crazy. I don't know. That's good.
It's turning into a Black Mirror episode. Now they have 30,000 locations worldwide.
30,000?
Yeah. About 14 of them are in the U.S.
How many?
About 14,000.
14,000 in the U.S.
But it feels like more, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Like, it feels like
more.
Starbucks in every corner.
In every corner, yeah. That's crazy.
I feel like most of them are in California, though.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah.
That's
why you probably see a lot more of them. But
that's insane. Hey, well, they're doing something right.
Well, talking about Starbucks,
right?
We're gonna start positive. So, what is some good stuff positive that you love about Starbucks or like about Starbucks? By the way, I want to preface this by saying that we are in no way or any means business experts or marketing experts or anything like that.
It's chumps.
It's just, some chumps talking about general stuff. Go me first.
My favorite, or what was it?
Just some pros, I guess you could say,
pros.
Or good things about it. Or
it's quick, convenient.
Wow.
No,
judgment begins.
That's messed up.
Wow.
No, it's always like it's.
It was a trick question.
There
are
no
good things.
Oh no,
stoner.
Starbucks. No, like there's always a Starbucks close.
That's
you
true.
Know, like when you need coffee fast, and there's no
yeah.
like small shops, no like coffee shop
yeah.
specialty coffee. They're always around.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's true.
That's the only good thing you like about.
It's like convenient.
Convenience.
There are a lot of options.
A lot of options.
Yeah.
That's true. What I would say, besides the convenience, because I think that is a huge part of it, especially if you live up here, for us Chula Vista folks and East Lake folks, like,
yeah.
it's really hard for us to have a coffee shop, a good coffee shop that is close to us or in the way to wherever we need to go. So for sure, there's convenience, I guess you can say. But also, I think that a big pro is that they pave the way for a lot of people, for a lot of coffee shops, right? Like, if Starbucks wasn't big, then there wouldn't be such a high demand for
coffee,
right? And
that's
then also,
true.
Like, I think we talked about it on the previous episode that, and like, in a sense, we all start through Starbucks until we find out, like, okay, there's something better.
Yeah.
So, in a way, we can't be mad at Starbucks because they introduced us to coffee. Right? The gateway drug, yeah. They're the first connect.
The first connect?
I agree.
It's obviously great to have, and it's convenient to have so many Starbucks literally anywhere you go in San Diego. I mean, I can't talk for the whole world, but San Diego especially, I mean, there's Starbucks. That's why we feel like there's more than 30,000, or I would say, like, if I were to guess, I would have guessed like 1 million something just because of how many just we have in San Diego alone.
For real.
But, I think another good thing about them is that they are quick and they have drive-through.
Mm-hmm.
That is cool. I mean, sometimes you just don't have the time to get down
find
and,
parking.
You know, parking. That's the other thing. And then another plus, I would say, and this one affected me even today, is that they're always open, like,
that's true.
A lot more than
that's because they have the capital for it too, right?
Exactly.
It's crazy.
Yeah. But yeah, I mean, like, most of them, I mean, in my area, they're like, what, 10 p.m. they close, most of them. Most coffee shops are way earlier than that, especially on a Saturday. So, I mean, that's another good thing about Starbucks.
And and it's not like we go looking for it, but I think that, like, if we have no other choice or we have no other resort, like we need to get coffee, or if you're planning on meeting at a coffee shop, like, if it's late at night, you have to go to Starbucks, you know, or something like that. So I think that, of course, if you have the time for it, and if you have a close coffee shop, we're not even that close, but if you have the time to make, to go get a good cup of coffee, then of course I would make that that extra step, right? But I think when it comes to those moments where, like, okay, I need coffee right now, I can't drive all the way down whatever, down south or wherever, sorry, down up north, whatever. But I think that that's when it's like, okay, I have to get Starbucks because I need a coffee.
Because
you love coffee so much. And it might not be the best thing ever, but I just need coffee. And that'll do. That'll get you through the day until you can get your good cup of coffee.
Cool. And their breakfast stuff is pretty good, too. And it's quick, too. I mean,
the cookie's good. So
I think there's a double bacon, double smoked bacon something.
What the heck?
Breakfast sandwich thing is pretty good.
Or like their chicken sausage one. That one's good.
And then you got to be real about that. That most baristas start off as Starbucks employees, right? And then they're like, whoa, okay, I want to work at a real coffee shop now. So it's like the entryway.
Mm-hmm.
Entryway, is that the right word?
Yeah.
So to the big, to the coffee scene, I think. I think, love them or hate them, like, they do.
They're a huge part of it.
Yeah, I think so.
With that being said, what is something that you not necessarily like about Starbucks?
Ooh, damn.
For me, it's they're not always consistent with their coffee.
Ooh, big facts.
Like, one day you'll go and it'll taste decent. The next day you'll go, it'll be like...
Yeah.
All bad.
I thought you just gotta go for the cold brew.
I went wrong with the cold brew too before, though.
Isn't that... That's interesting, though. Like, it being such a corporate shop, but...
You would think.
There's so many times where you just get the same exact drink and it turns out way different, way different.
Seems like you really like Starbucks. You say more consistent. I'm just like...
You can edit it. I love Starbucks.
I'm going to tweak everything you said.
I mean, their coffee, not that... That's why I always go sweet when I go to Starbucks.
That is true. You can't... Oh, man. So many times where I just try to do straight coffee... And it tastes so bad just because you can taste the burntness in the coffee, like, right away.
Yeah.
Right away as soon as you take that first sip. So you almost, like, have to. Because I agree with that. I have to get something sweet. So I'm not going to like.
It's like a bunch of ice.
I think that's why I don't get the cold brew either. Because.
I guess that's why I probably get a pastry with it. Because I'm like, man, I have to gulp it down with something. But I was going to say, like, just that even the sweet stuff is like. Man, like, I'm having a sugar party in my mouth. So much, like, sweet. I don't know. I can't. Unless it's, like, an ice cream where I can throw some ice in it to water
down.
It down a little
bit.
Yeah, but other than that, it's, like, man, it's a lot. As far as, like, bad things of it, I would say it's, like, in a way, I guess, yeah, the taste for sure. But then also, like, I was saying, even when, like, whenever I open up my cup of coffee, if it's hot, I look inside of it, and it's, like, it just looks messy, and it looks, like, unappealing. And I'm like, man, I can't really see the care and the love for it. Like, man, like, here's your drink.
Yeah,
like, I made it with all my heart, whatever, you know what I mean? Which I'm not expecting all the time, but this one, I'll take off the lid, I'm like, Jesus Christ, like, what the heck is in here? It looks like bubbly and everything and weird looking. So that's just like a turn off for me. When I go get coffee, I'm like, ugh.
I think that is a huge deal. You know, the baristas and not their job is to get it out quick. You know, there's a rush. How many people go to Starbucks? They have to get those drinks out as quickly as they can. I mean, I have a friend who works there, and he told me that it's like they give them like 40-something seconds, like,
no
in a drive-through. Like, you have to get them in and out.
And you can't expect anything.
Yeah, exactly. I mean,
either.
Even if you were a barista that cared about it,
you
know, I mean, if your job is to get it out as quickly as possible, you're not going to have the time to really put the care and the love that you'd want to, even if you did want to. But
can you imagine doing like latte art during like a big old rush?
Yeah.
Like, dude, what are you doing? Like, filming the milk and everything.
Man. And then how many? I don't know about you guys. I've had a bunch of times where the people who work there don't even like coffee.
Oh yeah.
I think I brought that up in the last episode.
Yeah.
But yeah, that is pretty crazy to me. It'd be pretty miserable, I guess, if you hated meat and you worked at a pizza shop or something like that.
That'd be miserable, yeah. And then I think, I'm not sure. I mean, I would love to hear anybody that, because I know we have a couple people that work at Starbucks that follow us and that follow Coffee Crew. And I think that's like what's beautiful about it too is that we're very flexible and very, what's the word? A wide variety of different followers
and
backgrounds. Yeah, and I think that's what's cool about it is that it teaches about the Starbucks ways or teaches about the specialty ways. And I think that I would really love to know because I know that where I work at, we dial in the espresso and the pour overs every single morning and then even throughout the day just to make sure that it's consistent, to make sure that every shot is the same as the previous one since the morning, whatever it is, right? And we're always adjusting the grind settings and all that. So I'm even curious if Starbucks does that in the mornings. Like, do they dial in the espresso or do they just leave it at one setting 24/7, wherever?
I actually, because I was going to actually work at Starbucks. I got hired, but I didn't.
I feel like you'd really do.
It was like in the beginning. I just wanted to work like around coffee and where I lived in Redlands. They didn't have that many coffee shops. So I went, before that, I was watching a whole bunch of videos about Starbucks.
Yeah.
Like, what it's like to work at Starbucks. And I believe I watched one of the videos, and the girl said, like, basically, like, their machine does everything for them.
That's crazy.
Like, everything.
But even then, like, have you seen, like, their little bean holders? It's, like, all greasy and, like...
Oh, yeah.
I'm not looking too...
Like,
like, how fresh could it be?
Like, Tampa Express or anything there. It's all their machine.
Oh.
Like, that's what I mean, like...
Wait, they never use a portafilter, huh?
No.
Like they never take it off. Oh, man.
I've never seen it.
It's just all buttons. Like, I never even thought about that. Like they never tamper anything.
No.
They just press buttons,
mm-hmm.
and it comes out, the espresso.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
So the grinder is built into the...
Yeah, for sure. I've seen that, because I remember I was talking with Eric last time. And their beans is already mounted onto their espresso machine. Because I know there's a grinder where when you press it to release, it tamps it for you.
Yeah.
But that one, it does everything in one machine.
Mm.
That's insane.
Yeah.
Yeah. No one. That's crazy. Wow.
I mean, if you have how many people that visit Starbucks in one day?
Kind of have to.
Yeah.
That sense, I guess. How do you keep them all happy?
And, I mean, we're talking about that. We're talking right now as consumers. So I kind of want to put you guys in a business owner perspective and say, you know, what would be a good thing about owning a Starbucks?
Yeah.
In your eyes. Again, we're not business professionals or anything like that. It's just opinions that we have, you know, if we were. But you can go ahead.
I think that it's so known that, like, the name is so big that you're always going to get customers.
Like
because,
security?
Yeah, you're going to have that security. Like, people are going to go to Starbucks no matter what. Like, you can build all the specialty coffee, but they're still going to that group of people, like, that they love Starbucks. Like, they love designing, like, their own drink, being able to control how many pumps go in their coffee, like, all that. So I think the security definitely.
I think I would like to think, I mean, I don't know. I can't speak for everyone, but don't you want, like, your coffee shop to succeed and, like, to reach that level? Like, man, like, where it's just, like, I guess it's even hard to say, like, hard to even, like, let, like, speak it out because it's unfortunate that you have to lose, or, I mean, I don't know if there's a way that to not lose quality when you're expanding so big. So it's, like, there's, like a give and take, right? Like you lose and you win, right? Okay, you may win. But even, like, then, like, how do you balance quality, like... When you're expanding so big and you're having to do things quicker because you have a lot of consumers and customers, but then how do you keep the quality up without having to lose the customers?
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, but of course, like I would think that every business owner wants to succeed to that level where it's just have a bunch of them. I mean, I don't know. I mean, I don't know if, as, I mean, I'll have to hear from different business owners, like, do you even care to get that big? Like, honestly, do you even, would you want to have that success, right? So, I mean, that's what I would think. If I was to be that in the shoes of somebody opening up a Starbucks, of course they have security, but then it's like one of those things that if you know, you know. So how would you feel comfortable serving cups of coffee every day, mm-hmm. knowing that that's not good coffee?
It's almost like having a job where you know you're going to get paid good and you're going to have security over your life financially, but you hate the job or you don't...
believe in the product?
Yeah, your heart is not in it. So it's like, yeah, going to that job that is just, man, it's good financially, but...
It's like going against everything you believe in, though. I really think about it. I mean, I'm serving horrible coffee when I know there's something a million times better. And it's like, damn. But the security, though. It's like,
exactly.
It's crazy. It's a fight, a tug.
Yeah.
And then moving on from there, going back, like, if we were, looking from the consumer side of things, what is some things that you love about a local coffee shop?
Another, like, downside that I thought about with Starbucks is that you do, like, it is so quick. Like, their whole thing is, like, getting you, like...
In and out,
In and out. So you don't really get that connection. Unless it's really slow, then you, like, sometimes the baristas will talk to you. But you don't, like, when you go to a specialty coffee, and it's usually, like, you and just, like, a barista, and there, like, there you can build more connections.
Right.
And, like, have a full conversation with them where they're not so rushed all the time. So that's what I like about more small shops.
Nice.
You can build those relationships.
That's cool. And I think for myself, for what I mean, what I would say is just the attention and the care to the coffee. Because I think, I mean, I wouldn't believe that a lot of coffee shops train their baristas and teach them on what they're serving just to be more knowledgeable on their product. And so I think that gives the barista confidence, and then that translates over to a customer. And they're like, wow, this is a really good cup of coffee. What coffee is this? And then, of course, like one of the goals of Coffee Crew is to highlight those like farmers and people that are putting tons of work, and that's where you really get to. I think that's where it's highlighted the most when through the barista and through the local coffee shops, because you're like, okay, what coffee is this? Oh, this is a Guatemala from this place, where blah blah blah. And so then you get to have that conversation, the relationship with the baristas. The baristas are knowledgeable on what they're serving, because most of the time, I mean, it's very rare to see where. It's very rare not to see this, like a barista that's very like passionate about the coffee. You know what I mean? Like they can be the worst customer service, but one thing they do is they love the coffee.
Yeah.
Right. And I think that's like something you'll find at a local coffee shop, where you won't find at a Starbucks. Right. I mean, if you were to ask the Starbucks people, hey, what are you guys serving? Dark roast. I don't know. Like dark roast. That's it.
Burnt roast.
Yeah. Like twigs. And that's what I think.
Wow. Stop.
I'm just like, no, I got the twigs. I messed up, you know.
Damn.
No. But I think going back to what I was saying, that's something that you're gonna find at a local coffee shop. Mm-hmm. It's the care, the love, and just the knowledge on coffee. So that's what it is. That's what it be.
I mean, I agree with you guys. All those things are great, and for me, a big deal is also obviously the community part of it. It's always really cool people. I've never had a bad experience really with a coffee shop, here locally or wherever I've gone. They've always been super nice, knowledgeable. It's always a good time, good hangs, always great coffee. They care about it. And that's what you want to see. You know, you want to see somebody who, because when you, it's funny, like when you see like those baking shows or whatever, any food shows, and you see like the people, like there was this one Netflix documentary, this show that they were doing, and it was about street food. And when you see like the people that are making the food and they're having fun and they care about the food, it makes you want to go and try it out. You know, the whole experience, not just the food, but the whole experience of the chef, or you know, whatever it may be, the barista. I think that adds to the whole experience of not just the taste of it, but the whole experience. So I think those are the great things about having, just a local. Yeah.
And I think also what Minnie shared last episode about the, when you walk into like your local coffee shop, it just feels like home, right? When you walk in there, it's like, oh man, this is like, there's something like in the air. Like, there's something going on. Like, it's just so cool. It's like, it really seems like a craft coffee. Like, it's just being crafted. It's just like so much care in the building. I don't know. Those are the kind of things that I feel whenever I enter into a coffee shop. It's like you look around, you see the atmosphere, and like you smell the coffee. So I think that's like something that's so, like, so, like, unique and only it can be found in, like, coffee shops, stuff like that.
Smaller shops.
And the same as in Starbucks, what are some things that you guys don't like
from
about local shops?
Oh, don't.
Just about in general, local shop.
Damn, you're going to have great questions.
Like...
Then you were quick on
No. Nothing
that. Hey, you had a hard time finding Starbucks.
I know. Oh, God.
You know, I quit. No, it's the park.
There's a traitor among us.
That most shops, like, the parking is so hard. Like, it's so hard to find parking. And that drives me crazy. That's why, like...
That's
like,
true.
Sometimes I just don't... Like, I'll want some coffee... But I don't want, and I'll go.
That's
because
you don't know how to parallel park. That's
like, that sounds like a PP, a personal
like
problem.
We're just picking on me today. No, but that is true though.
That's
like,
a good point.
Because most shops are like, down that area where there's like traffic is tough,
mm-hmm.
especially like on a weekend or on a morning, early morning. Like it just gets packed in there. I'd rather just like take a trolley at that point. That's a good one though. Parking
mm-hmm.
can be tough. But sometimes, like, if you get lucky, you can get a good one.
I got lucky today.
Where'd you go today?
James.
Jaime.
Coffee.
James Coffee. Nice. What'd you have?
I had a Guatemala pour over.
Like, whispering to them.
I had a Guatemala pour over.
Oh, nice.
She's like, Starbucks,
and
can you hear me?
And I had an iced latte, too.
Did you have a macchiato?
Remember?
Let me see. For me, what I don't like about my local coffee shop, man, I never thought about it, but I guess it would be not a good barista. I guess it would be. I mean, that's it really. I can think about that. You know what? I thought about it. I got it. Here it is. I just for me, it's a personal preference. Of course, these are all opinions. But for me, what it would be is like when a coffee shop. It's just trying every... I mean, it's hard to say. It's tough because
mm-hmm.
I know it's hard to survive for a coffee shop sometimes. But, like, when they're just trying too much and it's like...
Mm-hmm.
You start losing the coffee because you want to start serving a million other things.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, hey, man, like, now the coffee's losing quality because you want to serve, like, micheladas or something like that. I don't
mm-hmm.
know. I'm
just
thinking. I'm just saying random things, right? Or you want to serve, like, some crazy random things. Which is cool, like, hey, like, if there's a demand for it, then why not? But I think when it comes to, like, just drinking coffee, like, I want to get a good cup of coffee, that can kill it for me. Which, of course, not all coffee shops do that, but there's some that do that, and they just kind of kill it for me.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I would say.
Mm-hmm.
Other than that, I can't really think.
And when we say local shops, we mean more, like, craft, obviously, because there can be a local Starbucks, you know,
yeah.
It is a local shop, but, yeah, we're just talking about craft coffee.
Yeah.
But for me, it'd be, the parking kind of sucks. It's almost like part of the experience.
I have another one.
What's up?
Oh,
I just remembered. You mentioned it earlier, the hours.
Oh, yeah.
But you can't get mad at them.
I'm not mad.
It's just because, like, I can imagine, like,
yeah, for
it's
sure.
hard for them to survive it. And it goes back to the conversation about...
Yeah.
Starbucks and people
they're
like,
able to
and that's what I think we that's where we I mean like I want to believe that that's where we come in where it's like we want to bring light to these coffee shops
mm-hmm.
so they can
yeah.
afford to stay open later
yeah.
open up later hours or you know what I mean I don't know I just
get upset like when I really want like some coffee
yeah, you're just being selfish now
no
I'm just thinking about
sure
yourself
a lot of people can agree with this
we're going to Starbucks
when you want
she's going to cry in the podcast
when you want some coffee and you go, and every place is closed. Like, they all close by 8 o'clock.
Yeah, that is a bummer. No, you know, yeah, that is true, because for us people that work late,
yeah.
or that get off
yeah.
work late, and you want to
mm-hmm.
go get coffee, there's a very, very few options available.
Starbucks.
besides Starbucks. So, that's a good one, Minnie.
Yeah.
Appreciate you.
Shout out
that.
To Wholesome that stays
oh,
open
until,
like, 10.
Wholesome,
oh,
she's
good.
Well, she's out open late. I appreciate Hawthorne stays till 8 p.m. Like,
yeah.
you just
mm-hmm.
have to sneak in there. 7:59.
7:59.
That's the worst, dude.
Oh, man.
You get in there.
You're asking for bad karma on that one.
Yeah. No, that's a good one. Hey, you know, that's just reminding me, dude. I was talking with Don't Forget Coffee, the guy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he makes donuts, like custom donuts, and he's killing it right now. But by Wholesome, there used to be a Starbucks right across the street from them, and people just they support their coffee shop so much that I want to say this is a reason that Starbucks kind of closed down.
Yeah,
because Wholesome was just taking all the business away from Starbucks. Starbucks couldn't make it; they closed down and they dipped. So like that's a huge win, huge W
mm-hmm.
for like. Local
yeah.
coffee shops, you know what I mean?
And Starbucks
like,
had that. And it was a pretty nice place there. It had like old school architecture.
Right in the corner too.
Yeah, right in the corner.
But I thought I was like insane. I was like, whoa, like we can actually be Starbucks.
And then it's not even digging on any craft coffee shop. It's just in general right now we're not at the level where there is a craft coffee shop, you know, down the block from your house.
Yeah.
So I mean, just convenience-wise, it's not the most convenient if you are, you know, if you live in Chula Vista or if you're in East Lake, you don't have that many
yeah.
options. I mean, hopefully, I mean, in the future, there will be more, but just right now, it's
we're
not.
Here yet.
Yeah,
there
we're
yet.
Not there yet
But
right
I think
now.
That's, like, that's important for us to be real, like, where
exactly,
it's, like,
yeah.
craft coffee is now, like, nice and butterflies, nice and pretty, right? Like, there is some negative stuff to it,
mm-hmm.
unfortunately, right? Like, there's, like, not negative, but you know what I mean, like, there's ups and downs, right?
Yeah.
So upside and downside. So I think that for us to be real about it, be like, hey, sometimes parking is terrible. And it's not being like nice and spoiled brat, but it's like that those are some of the reasons maybe somebody else, someone like a new person trying to get into coffee, be like, man, I just want black coffee. Where do I start? I just go to Starbucks. I know where to get there all the time. So I think like I think that could be another thing that craft coffee could do a better job. It's like, which I'm sure we are doing, but I think we can always strive to be better, and it's like, hey, like, this is what we do offer, though. This is an introduction to specialty coffee, right?
Yeah.
Maybe it's not Starbucks, but this is like an alternative, whatever.
Yeah.
Because I mean, at my coffee shop, the one that I work at, we do get a lot of people that are looking for like a caramel macchiato, and we're like, hey, we don't have that, but we have this. So it's like,
can I have a frappuccino?
Frappuccino. Mm-hmm. Jesus Christ.
Can I help you with that one?
Frappuccino.
Augie's coffee is doing like a kind of like a frappuccino. It's like the blended.
Augie's coffee?
Yeah. Augie's?
Oh, yeah. Compo Vida does a really good one. It's like, I mean, I wouldn't call it frappuccino, but it's like more of an iced.
Like a blended.
Drink. Blended.
A blended
yeah.
drink, yeah.
It's like
yeah.
shaker rock. Shake rock. I always
oh,
say it
yeah.
wrong. Yeah, I always say it
I
wrong.
Think I tried that the other day.
It's pretty good. It's pretty good. Yeah, if you're looking at it as an owner, and you're opening up a new coffee shop, yeah, of course you're always going to be, you know, worried about, you know, where the money's going to come from and try to stay alive, which I'm sure is nice when you buy a Starbucks. And, I mean, I'm sure Starbucks cost a pretty penny to buy,
yeah.
but you know that your customers are going to come. But I think something that is so cool about having your own coffee shop, your own craft coffee shop is that you can control kind of like the message that you're trying to portray,
true.
Your mission statement, your people that you bring onto your team. And I think that's a great thing about Canon Cloud that they have going for them is that, you know, now they have three shops, but they're so adamant about what they stand for and just bringing joy to people and always
yeah.
always having that same I'm sure even if they open 10 more, 15 more, 20 more, they're always going to stay that way. And I think that's why that guy is doing such a good job at that. And I think why he's so successful with his brand.
Well, I want to talk about, like, that just reminded me because I was just thinking about, like, a big scale of Starbucks. But what about, like, Blue Bottle? Or, like, what about, like, Stumptown? Those coffee shops that, like, started small. I guess you can say made it. I guess yeah, that would be a W.
Yeah.
But, like, what do you guys think? I mean, have you guys been to Blue Bottle recently or anything like that? Have you guys had them? Or, like, what's another coffee shop that's, like, big? I mean, that's all I can think of right now. Blue Bottle there. Pete's kind of big? Pete's not
yeah,
that.
Pete's is pretty
big.
It's
not special
yeah.
to you, though, is it?
Yeah, I mean, I don't
I mean, none
not.
Of those. Oh,
like, Blue Bottle is, though.
Blue Bottle's, yeah, but they're growing. Like,
and you see them at Target in those little
mm-hmm.
cans that they're still being. So, it's like, I mean, are they losing their quality? What do you guys say?
Well, I've only had a Blue Bottle one time, and it was really, in LA, and it was really good. Like,
yeah.
I think that was, like, the first place I had just a plain iced latte, like, no sweetener, and I actually, like, really enjoyed it.
You know what I think it is? As long as there's, like, a person behind the bar,
mm-hmm.
that's making the drinks, that's like, I think that's the thing. I think you have a better of a chance to make, to keep up the quality.
Yeah.
But as soon as you start going to like machines making the coffee for you, I think that's where you're gonna lose that touch. I mean, because I think Blue Bottle, doesn't matter how big they get or how many more shops are opening up, which they're opening up a bunch of them, but they always have a barista and they're always having somebody dialing the coffee, I want to say. So I think that that's always going to be a plus for those coffee shops.
And also, too, like, how many people are they going to bring in to the craft coffee world?
Oh, yeah.
You know,
true.
That would never, ever be introduced. And now, you know, now that they are in Target, now that they are in big stores, now that a lot of people,
that's true.
A lot more people are going to have the chance to try them out and then get into that world. So
didn't they get bought off by Nestle or something like that?
Nestle?
Yeah, I think so.
Nestle
Toll House, what?
Nestle.
Okay.
Oh, is that the same brand though, right?
Huh?
That one brand, like the chocolate brand?
What's yeah, it is. Nestle.
Yeah, it is.
How do you say
talking about Nesquik?
I think that's what you're talking
about.
You're
talking about Pancho
Pantera? Abuelita chocolate.
Abuelita chocolate.
No, but, I mean, that's another like thing. It's like, like, you need that extra push from a huge company to take it to the next level.
Yeah.
It's like, there's so many like different components. And I think at the end of the day, it's like, what is your goal as a coffee shop owner? Right? Like, do I want to be a huge, humongous corporate?
And that's actually a great segue because, and we didn't even plan that one, but my last question was going to be, if you had all the money in the world, I mean, not all the money, because then you probably wouldn't buy a Starbucks, but if you had enough money to either buy a Starbucks, and obviously if you have the money for that, you have the money to start up your own coffee shop, which one do you go?
I would open up my own coffee.
If I had all the money in the world to open up a coffee shop or buy a Starbucks, I would straight up open up a coffee shop, just because I know that there's people that if they believe in what you're doing, if they really love and they can see the passion that you have for coffee, then they're willing to pay for a cup of coffee.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, obviously, man, we can't, I mean, it's hard to explain, to put into words. I can only imagine the stress that a new coffee shop owner would go under. You know, I can't even imagine that. That's got to be terrifying, and trying to find a customer base and all this stuff that you have to go through the first couple of years. But I think at the end of the day, would it be worth it to be able to create your own, not just brand, but your own culture and your own team, your own team, bringing up your own and having those quality standards, you know, you know that saying, if you want something done the right way, you
do it
yourself kind of thing.
Yep.
And I think if you were to buy a Starbucks, I mean, if somebody who is really into coffee were to buy a Starbucks, I think it would be like taking that job where, you know, you have financial security and you'll be set. But would you actually be happy? Would you be fulfilled? I think that'd be a hard one.
Oh,
but
fulfilled. Interesting.
Yeah, for me, 100%. I would go for it. That's
me. Would you be fulfilled? That's a good question.
I would open my own shop, too.
Yeah.
You have control if you open up your own coffee shop, and you wouldn't have to follow like, the rules of Starbucks and what they are already.
Yeah,
that's true. Yeah, and I think... Yeah, go ahead.
Sorry. Oh, no. You know what? I was just thinking that, you know, Starbucks does have Starbucks Reserve.
Oh,
is, like, I just remembered. It's, like, it's special. It is specialty coffee. Like, they have small... The coffee that they have there.
The pourovers, the Chemex, Blue Methods.
And it's, like, smaller batches.
Yeah. But like, Trevor did send me a video
of that.
When you went to Seattle.
Right? Deep down inside, Starbucks cares about specialty coffee. And I think that's how you see it in like the reserve part of it, Starbucks Reserve, because they're like, okay, we can't serve specialty coffee in a franchise setting, but we're going to do like we're willing to invest into other little shops, the Starbucks Reserve, where we can do all kinds of different brew methods.
Yeah.
So it's like, there's still a sense of, like, I guess, caring about the coffee, you know what I mean? It's a weird one.
I think it's really cool that they do that, though.
Aren't it? All right, guys. And I'm going to go ahead and share some of the questions that... So on our Instagram, @CoffeeCrewCo, every time we record an episode, we ask the our followers, we ask the crew, we say any questions that you guys have for us tonight, and we have a couple questions that I wanted to ask, and now we can get just different answers from all of us. So let's start with the first one from Ernie_Valles. He said, what are some of your favorite tasting notes when selecting coffee beans?
For me, that's an easy one. For me, it's always chocolate.
Chocolatey?
Yeah, I'm a chocolate guy.
Nice.
I love chocolate.
Come on, guys.
I like bright and fruity notes
yeah.
in my coffee.
I think the one
wait,
that...
before you go, like which kind of fruits?
Like those.
What's your favorite?
Like what fruits does it like resemble?
No, I think like
resemble.
No, resemble. No,
resemble.
That's the wrong word. That's the wrong word.
You're
that doesn't even make sense.
Rapunzel.
What? I would say I want to go for the fruity notes. I really enjoy a bright bag of coffee. But there's times where it's like, man, a chocolatey one is always good too. But yeah, I'm gonna have to go with the fruity notes. So more like berry like flavor, stuff like that. Almost like those tea.
Mm-hmm.
Tea flavors. Those are always really good.
Mm-hmm.
I know that whenever James has Ethiopia, that one's really good.
Oh yeah.
And then there's that, is it called Goody?
Oh,
the one at Public Square Coffee House.
It's like the, it's called Geisha.
Geisha.
Geisha, yeah.
Geisha.
That one is like crazy. Like tea. That one's like tea.
Yeah. It's like.
That one's intense. Yeah. Well, thank you so much, Ernie Valles, for the question. We appreciate it. Shout out to Trevor J. Decker. He said, what's the best way to brew coffee at home? And of course, it's preference, but what would you guys say?
Well, we have the Breville here at home. Yeah, I can't believe I forgot that word. Yeah, we have the Breville at home, and I mean, it's most people don't have that. So, I mean, my favorite is, you know, making espresso at home.
You prefer
and then,
espresso
yeah,
or
like
black.
The lattes, but AeroPress is pretty good.
Oh, nice.
AeroPress.
It's convenient, though.
I mean,
right?
You like,
clean
you
setup?
Do the more of the Chemex stuff, but
I do
pour like,
over.
I like more of the, well, I mean, the AeroPress is just more convenient for me, but
yeah.
Yeah.
That's true.
So for me, I would say AeroPress.
Would you say it's like a clean cup or would you just?
I've gotten a couple different like recipes from YouTube, just
mm-hmm.
of like the world champion ones, and then like you know personal ones, and I always kind of go for the balanced ones. Those are the ones that, because I'm not the type of person that likes like crazy berry tea like coffee.
More subtle.
So, yeah,
nice.
I mean that's AeroPress would kind of be my preference.
Definitely a pour over.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Is there any particular reason why? Or?
No, I just...
You just like pour over?
It's like pour over.
Facts.
Some black.
That's good. Cool. Do you prepare for paper filter or metal filter?
Metal filter.
Not paper filter?
Not paper filter.
Oh, okay. That's a bummer. All right. Well, I would say a pour over as well. I don't think I've ever had so many... V60? Well, yeah, that's that. I would say a pour over Chemex or AeroPress, and that's what we like to do over here at Coffee Crew HQ. Headquarters, right?
AKA
our house. All right, Javon Dustos is a homie right there. Javon from Project Rio, shout out. He said, thoughts on blended drinks?
Ooh.
We did touch on that a little bit.
Yeah.
People, I mean, you cannot lie. People love their blended
yeah.
drinks.
And
sometimes they're good. Like, sometimes you crave, like, a blended drink.
I'm just not a fan of the big old noise. I mean, depending how, like how noisy the blender is, but just imagine being in a coffee shop and you hear, like, a freaking blender. Besides that, other than that, I mean, I would say it's like, man, I wouldn't do blended drinks if I had my own shop. That's what I would say.
But you drink them.
But I drink them. If I ever have to go to Starbucks, emergency. Yeah, throw it in there.
If I can't find parking. For me, I mentioned it earlier, but that blend drink from Copavita, the iced shakerata.
Shakerata,
I think
yeah.
that's what it's called.
Hmm.
That one's really good. I can't remember what it has exactly. It has like agave and it has... I want to say it has 4 shots of espresso.
Oh, what the heck?
Yeah. I can't remember exactly.
Is it like a frappuccino? Is it like frappuccino consistency?
Yeah, like it's like that. Yeah, pretty much.
You know what? Doesn't Phil's Coffee, remember Duval, it's like with the spearmint or someone we had. Like a mint mojito.
Yeah,
or something
Phil's
like
Coffee does do.
Is it a mojito?
Like, no. Oh, yeah, it is.
It's like a blend. It's almost like a blended drink. It's interesting.
Really? Well, I mean, if you're talking about that, I mean, Brew Bar does a bunch of that stuff. Do they?
I don't know.
Don't they?
I'm pretty sure, yeah, they do have blended drinks. They have like a whole.
Cool.
Sick.
What about you?
Do I like blended drinks?
No.
I
mean,
I think I said.
What are your thoughts?
I feel like there's people that like that love blended drinks, so why not?
Yeah. Why not? I like that answer. All right, we got another question from our boy Hugo. He said, "Where do you see Coffee Crew in 5 years?" Wow. I'm not going first.
I'll go first on that one. I would really like to have do our own event. I think that would be
Cool.
I think that would be really cool just to, be able to set up an event, maybe a competition or just a get together, anything like that. I think that'd be. But where do we see ourselves in 5 years? I can't really say. I'm just saying that's one of my goals.
Yeah, yeah, it's cool. I like that though. What do you mean?
I said the same thing. Doing events. Building the community even more, like being able to help, like, you know, like how we said last time, like bring more people into like the specialty coffee scene. Yeah.
That's cool. I mean, where I would see us in 5 years is I would really like to partner with other coffee brands. And
that's a good one.
The reason being is that just like one group can go so far, right? But then once you have the help from other people that are just reaching towards the same goal, it's like it just makes the effect such a bigger one, right?
That's one that we've talked about for a while now. Like even when we started from the beginning, just talking about it would be so cool to collab with a local coffee shop.
Yeah.
That would be another goal of ours.
Yeah. Cool. So that's it, guys. And one last question, actually. Yeah, you have a comment?
Oh, yeah, I have a question.
Yeah.
What is your guys' go-to Starbucks drink when you do go to Starbucks?
Messed up. You got to do me like that.
Right in front of the crew.
Yeah. That's what I
All right, I'll go first. Well, I did say cold brew in the beginning just because I guess it's kind of hard, but yet not hard to mess it up. Cold brew, and then if I want something sweet, iced vanilla latte. And if I'm feeling crazy, crazy, like my boy Javon with the blended drinks, I would say Java chip frappuccino. That's it.
For
me, that's a little too many drinks.
Damn,
boy.
You got any more?
Golly, you got the whole menu on there.
For me, it's always the iced vanilla latte. I always get that one. I always get that one. And then I used to, before that, I would always get a mocha frappuccino. That would be just...
Oh, nice.
I would get that one every single time.
It's the chocolate, man. We're suckers for chocolate here at the Coffee Crew HQ.
I mean...
We love chocolate, dude.
Yeah, he's at Coffee Crew HQ.
What do you?
I would have to say a cinnamon dolce latte. That's always good.
What?
Or I'm going to be like a caramel macchiato, 3 pumps of classic, 4 pumps of caramel.
Oh,
like,
no.
Like, all crazy.
No.
Wow. Or a caramel macchiato ice.
For them summer days, summer hot days.
Yeah.
All right. Away from Starbucks now.
Sorry.
That was a good question. Though, so we spoke about him so much. Last but not least, we have Almas C24. She said, "How did you start Coffee Crew Blog on Instagram?" That is a long story that we can probably share in the next episode. But just real quick, I just started with an idea. Started with the vision, and we really just connected with a lot of coffee lovers from around the world. We just started to reach out to San Diego crowd, San Diego people, and that's something that I really want to get into. I really want to get into details in the next episode. Maybe we can talk about social media. We can talk about social media and just the power of it, the the importance of it for brands and for businesses. So I really would really like to get into that next episode. And if you'd like to know more about how to start a blog on our page, you can visit coffeecrew.co. There's a pop-up there that just asks for information, basic email, and that way we can get notified about it, and that we can start writing a blog for our page. And many people ask, what do I write about? It can be about anything, as long as you incorporate coffee. So as long as it can be about your journey in coffee, your blog, brand, business, whatever it is, we want to know about it. We want to share it with the world. And that really is just a platform for you to share what you have going on and for us to bring light.
So we want to thank you guys for tuning in with us and listening to our second podcast. We'll be doing this weekly, so you can always look forward to them. And if you have any questions, you can always send them to us, and we'll be sure to answer them. Again, we are doing the discount codes on here on the podcast. So for this week's, it's going to be bean water. So
bean water.
And we'll be dropping every Tuesday a new podcast for that week. So you can always look forward to Tuesdays and listen to our new podcast. Again, we want to thank you. And that's it.
Thank you, guys. Peace.